What it do on deck? Because it's your man Animal Brown checking in. Our sponsor for this episode is beardorganics.com. They are an all-natural beard oil formula. I mean, it was made from the earth, Craig. It was put here for me and you. They got two flavors, coconut lime and my personal favorite, sweet almond. I got it in my beard right now. I smell amazing. And they have a special offer for our listeners. You get 10% off your first order by simply using the promo code ONDECK. That easy. Promo code ONDECK. Get 10% off your first order. It's already affordable. The extra 10% is just icing on the cake. So whether your beard game is A1 since day one like me, or you got the struggle beard like Spike Lee, Beard Organics will keep your joint moisturized and on shine. One more time. BeardOrganics.com. Promo code on deck. Support the real. Business is
what up. Another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lee.
Man, holler at your boy Animal Brown. If you're looking for me on social media, that's Animal_Brown. Believe that.
Same for me. I am Spike Lee. If you are happening to be looking for me, I'm there. I am Spike Lee. Instagram, Twitter. What up, though, man? What you got going on? What you have up for the weekend? Any nerd shit?
A little bit of everything. First of all, get an underscore in your name. For real niggas, the real niggas get underscores in their Twitter name.
You the last nigga on earth with an underscore.
That's first off. Second off, let me see, man. I went to go see Power Rangers.
Oh my god, you didn't go see.
Shout out to Power Rangers. It was trash.
What did you think it was gonna be?
I thought it was gonna be halfway decent.
Why? The show was trash.
The show was halfway decent.
No, the show was trash.
The movie was trash. What else? Shout out to the Hawks game. Went to the Hawks game. They played the Suns. Devin Booker didn't play. So no 70-point game. That was
after
some bullshit.
After them 70, he had to sit down.
He said he probably down for the rest of the season after that.
After them 70.
I'm hot.
You turned 42, didn't you?
Nah. Okay. Turned 25. Had a birthday on Sunday.
25.
Absolutely. Shout out Jesus to all the birthday Christ wishes and shit.
Yeah.
Also, we went to the motherfucking Lock Show
they
last
shook
week.
They definitely shook it.
What did you think about the Lock Show, man? Did LOX do their thing?
I'm not the biggest Locks fan in the world. Whatever. After that, after you get over that part, I had a great time at the Lock Show, man. They put on, they did a great show.
Yeah.
Jada did his thing. Sheik came through, hits.
Yeah.
Styles did his thing too. Styles P did his thing.
Styles jumped in the crowd and they created a circle around him and he rapped like two songs in the crowd.
No security, none of that. Just walked out there, boom, I'm rapping my verse on some real Styles P go shit.
Yeah.
That's why I follow him. I follow him on Instagram and Twitter. That's why I follow
I respect
Styles
that, though,
for shit like that, because he a real nigga.
And for the record, they didn't need security because Sheik is big enough for two security guards.
Listen to me, man. If you ever have a problem with Sheik Looch,
just keep it moving. Rap. Then just leave it alone.
Yeah, like,
just leave it alone.
You have to have the Draco. as the young kids would say, the new generation would say, please have a Draco with you if you got problems with Sheik Looch, because he big enough to, like, dog. I ain't never seen the Locks in person. This is the first time I seen them in person. This nigga's like, he like a left tackle in the NFL. Dog.
He could start at
left tackle for the Falcons right now.
Easy.
No problems, ass.
The show was dope, though. Uncle Murda opened up.
It was good. He brought 50 out.
That was major. Nobody saw that coming.
Yeah, On Deck was all in there. I had
absolutely
full access backstage. We seen Khaled,
DJ
50,
Khaled,
and all of, what was it?
So I guess they squashed their little beef then.
Khaled and 50.
Yeah, they had to.
When I was back there, they ain't really running each other.
No, they had to. At some point in time this weekend.
Well, I mean,
everybody was at the little radio show on
saying
Saturday. Everybody was like, I even read like a little article that had squashed their shit. I heard Ross was back here too. That's what I heard.
I ain't see that.
At one point in time, he pulled up back here. So I don't know.
You must have been dodging me.
But if y'all that's funny. If the locks come into a city near you, man, y'all fuck with that though. They did freestyle. I mean, they did like mixtape songs and obviously the hits.
Hey, that was a good ass show. And I'm like I say, I'm not even the biggest locks fan. I fuck with Jada, I fuck with Styles. Easy, but that was a great show.
If you fuck with two out of three, then you're a Locks fan. Let's be honest.
I don't fuck with the whole three as a whole. So.
Let me tell you three guys that I fuck with, man. FSP, Full Sport Press.
That's a fact.
J-Hove, Coach Locke, How Weezy. They got a brand new episode up right now.
Yep, the one and done's.
Dope episode, man. They talking college basketball. Who's the best one and done college basketball player? They got a top 10 list. Mm. It's dope. Y'all check that episode out every Monday. Get your sports fix from FSP.
Carmelo the best.
You think so?
Yeah, he the best one and done.
I don't follow college because it sucks. So I'm not qualified to answer that question.
You like the Duke game?
Hey, that game was good, though.
North Carolina. What was it? North Carolina
Kentucky.
Kentucky.
That was a good ass game. I mean, what the end? The end was good as fuck.
Mark a beast.
Not going to lie.
Yeah, Mark a beast. Also on the On Deck TV network is the Ladies Room podcast. Shout out to Rizzo. Shout out to Anne Marie, man. They doing their thing over there. They put a new episode up, or is it still the whole Hoes Be Winning?
Hoes Be Winning. You got to let that
hoes
marinate because some people don't
forever.
Know that. Yeah,
hoes
I'm saying.
Be Winning, man.
Some people don't know that, so you got to let that marinate. Let people catch that, man. Y'all go check that episode out.
Also, Fresh for Dummies podcast. Check that out with you and J-Hove, Animal Brown, J-Hove, doing a fresh thing over there for the folk to care about fashion. What you think about them gray, what is them, fives?
Them fours.
Gray fours.
Them calls fours. Them dope as fuck.
Trash.
They 350.
Them trash.
You can cancel trying to get them. No, them ain't trash at all.
I wouldn't wear them.
You crazy as fuck.
Dude, them some slow.
The glow in the dark bottom. Let's go.
What I need glow in the dark bottom shoes for?
You don't need it. It's just nice to have. Killing. It's like a condom.
I'm not paying three. Going to dark condom?
No, you don't need it. It's just nice to have. All right. So.
We'll get into that. With you.
Big boy episode, man. Kendrick shook the rap world over the weekend, dropping the heart. What is it? What the fuck is the name of that song?
Act like you don't motherfucking know what the name of that song is.
I don't know, man. Kendrick,
shit.
Kendrick got braids and shit. Now he lost me.
Kendrick got braids and shit. He lost me.
Whatever the name
You're
of his song
is. Only talking
is.
About the best fucking rapper in the world.
Whatever fucking song he has out, we're going to talk about that and his upcoming album. Expectations.
The hard part four, man.
Yeah, all that shit, man. All that. But of course.
All that. Drake drop an album and niggas throwing their panties on stage.
The world stop.
But Kendrick come out and, what's the name of it?
Yeah, I don't know the name
fuck
of it.
Here. Shit is that.
All right, but you know how we get down, man. Let's run down a couple of news topics from the week.
Okay.
I guess first things first, just the thing that jumped out at me, man. Fetty Wap, your mans.
I don't even know who that is.
Go New ahead. Jersey's own Fetty Wap got caught up in some shit, man. Allegedly got his chain snatched at 1738. Chain snatched at a convenience store. We later got the tape. Of course, TMZ was on it.
Damn.
They got the tape of the occurrence. It looks like a guy pulled out a strap. Maybe somebody in Fetty's entourage pulled out a strap. One thing led to another, and the chain magically lifted off of his neck. How do we know it's gone? Because people have been posing with it all through New Jersey. They've been on Instagram. They've been on Twitter. It's been on tour. The 1738 chain is on tour, just like the locks. Now, my question is to you, man. When will people learn going back home after you've made it is not the move?
I won't say that ain't the move. But I mean, you got to watch how you move, though. Like, what are you doing in a convenience store in a situation where a nigga can pull up on you and take your chain?
Right.
Like, if I'm at home and I'm fucking with my niggas, like, I'm not going to the store to buy guards. I got niggas to go do that. Like, I'm not going to the store to buy beers and shit, dude, or Gatorades or whatever it is that the nigga was in a convenience store buying.
For locals.
I'm not going to do that if I'm Fetty Wap. So what are you doing in the store?
Hey, man.
That like, so it ain't no problem with a nigga going home and showing love going home, but you have to watch how you move. Even more so, like, on the road. Like, so I would argue the fact when niggas say, well, don't go home and show them no love. I would argue that. I just say you got to watch how you move. Just like the situation with T.I. when he was down here at the gas station, the nigga all up on him, like, taking pictures and shit, like, 9-10 selfies. Like, bro, you a grown-ass man.
That could have went left, too.
It could have went left, but T.I. know what, like, T.I. wasn't moving the situation forward as far as aggression. You know what I'm saying? That's like T.I. was like, bro, like, I'm just not trying to take no pictures with you, my nigga. If you get offended by this, that's on you.
Right.
And just like with Fetty Wap being in the store, my nigga, like, you have no business in the store where a nigga, one, is strapped. Two, like, you ought to be in Whole Foods. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to be in New Jersey, like, yeah, like, you ought to be in Whole Foods or some shit like that. Like, ain't niggas ain't going to have the ups on you. So if you there, you putting yourself in that situation, that's on you, my nigga.
Man, we have countless examples of people going back home and things ending tragically. Doe B comes to mind. Stack Bundles comes to mind. There's several people, unfortunately. Lil Snoop comes to mind. We've got countless examples. So I know you want to go back home. Mm-hmm. I know you want to ride to the old convenience store you might have used to walk to when you was young. You want to pull up in the I-8 now. I swear I get that shit. But it's bad for business, and it's been proven time and time again. For one reason or another, going back home is not the play when you've blown up, bro. They just, you've either pissed some people off. People feel like they need to be in your position. You done stepped on some toes on the way up and maybe didn't know it. Maybe you did know it. Either way it goes, somebody has been rubbed the wrong way, bro. It's not the right play. It's just not worth it, bro. It's not worth it to go back to the old convenience store and get the 75-cent donuts and the fucking Gatorade, recreating your youth, bro. It's not worth it, bro. Like you said, I'm going to Whole Foods. I'm getting the expensive-ass mixed drink because I'm fancy now because I work my ass off and I got this I-8 outside, nigga, and I'm finna drum fancy now, dude. I ain't got to get the fucking Four Locos, dude. What are you doing in the convenience store with the Four Locos, bro? Like, stop, dude. You got, like, niggas got to elevate. You go back, you do the turkey drive, nigga, do the toy drive for the kids. Do that shit. Put a couple of your niggas on that you know are going to work. Put them in position to win. You can't save everybody else, though, bro. You got to be realistic about this shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Real talk.
I definitely agree with that.
The police came and snatched dude who had the chain on Instagram, too.
They snatched the dude that had the chain, but the chain ain't been returned, right?
Right, no, because it was passed along.
Where's Joe Buttons at, man?
I don't know. Did Joe Buttons get
Fetty Wap chain back?
Fetty Wap is from Jersey. Like, he should make he should be able to make a phone call and get
I'm
it
fucking
back.
Around.
But that's
where's Tretch at, man? Where's
Naughty by
Nature, dude? Where's niggas at, man? Get this nigga chain back, dude.
Damn, I
don't
understand.
I genuinely don't understand, like, a nigga like Fetty Wap, is he a street nigga? Like, would we consider Fetty Wap a street nigga?
His first song was Trap Queen. I mean, I don't know.
That don't make nothing. That don't mean nothing.
He got dread extensions.
So obviously he's not a street nigga. So let's say this.
What is he? I don't know.
I don't know that either. But what I would say is, like, he ain't got. If you don't know what's going on in the hood, if you don't understand that niggas don't fuck with you. If you don't understand, like, what the climate is. Yeah, the back channels and all the shit. Like, if you ain't on the everydays, if you ain't got no nigga there that's in the trenches and shit, like, you shouldn't have been there no way. So I don't have any sympathy for a nigga like him going and what you're there for is a malicious reason anyway. You're there to show, oh, I'm Fetty Wap, I'm from Jersey. Had to be. Otherwise, you would have been in Whole Foods. Because you ain't going to get them 75-cent donuts because you ain't been getting that shit nowhere else. You want to wait till you get back to Jersey to go to convenience store? You don't do that shit in Oakland.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't do that shit when you in New Orleans. So what I'm saying, like, I can't feel sorry for him for doing that. And it is what it is once you get your chain took, bro.
Let's be clear, though. It's sad that I have to say that you can't go back home or it's a problem when you or bad things happen when you go back home. Like, that's sad as fuck because they should be throwing a parade for you, you know what I'm saying? And then you should be putting people on. Like, it should go both ways. It's kind of fucked up in the game that you really can't do that. But I mean, you can
if you know what's going on. I just feel like fitting while a specific case for each person. I just feel like Fetty Wap didn't know what was going on.
That's possible.
You know what I'm saying? And it was what it was.
1730, hey.
Your chain gone, bro. All
right, moving on, man. We're going to keep it northeast, man. We take it to Pittsburgh this time. Your man, Wiz Khalifa, took a trip to Colombia.
Okay.
No, Medellin. That's in Colombia.
Medellin.
Somewhere in South America. All right.
It's Colombia.
Okay, cool. And he took a couple of pictures at Pablo Escobar's gravesite.
Mm-hmm.
He was holding the blunt, hitting the blunt. I think he put a couple of flowers down. That pissed off a couple of people, namely Medellin's mayor.
Yeah, oh my God.
Who said, and I quote, That scoundrel, instead of bringing flowers to Pablo Escobar, he should have brought flowers to the victim of violence in this city. He must offer an apology to the city, and he is also not welcome back. Now, Wiz did kind of offer a little bit of an apology, that saying he didn't mean to offend anybody. Fair or foul, the mayor going in on Wiz Khalifa for visiting Pablo's grave?
Definitely foul in my eyes. I feel like he thought that Wiz Khalifa was a big enough yet easy enough target as to where if he said something, people would immediately jump to his side. Like, you take the rapper, the weed smoker, he's here celebrating, the drug trafficker, the cocaine don, Pablo Escobar, I want to make this a big deal and put myself in the news to probably run for another term or whatever it is he got going on. But the fact of the matter is, when Netflix made this big 2-series thing about Pablo and all of this shit, I didn't hear him say a goddamn thing. Like, everybody else that celebrate Pablo Escobar, the t-shirts, none of these people that are producing this stuff, I've never heard him complain. I've never heard him say nothing. And as a matter of fact, like, y'all made this dude, and dope still coming out of Colombia, so he really ain't even doing his job. But you want to take time out of your day to make statements and comments to Wiz Khalifa? Now, bro, like, we're not letting that ride. Like, it's only because he a rapper and it's hip hop and what it is and how he perceives that as being Colombian and how their culture is, that he can go hard on us and he think America gonna ride with him because it's not the mainstream, or it's the easy thing to jump on. And no, I don't agree with anything that he said.
Okay, there's a couple ways to look at this. All right. And I'm torn because they both have a point, somewhat. I'm a little confused as to why Wiz Khalifa visited his gravesite. Are they related? Did he think it was cool? Would that make a cool Instagram post? I'm not really sure. If I go to Medellin, I'm not going to Pablo Escobar's gravesite. Right. Like, why? Did he just binge watch Narcos on the way to the place?
You, did you watch Narcos?
I did. I watched season one, and it was dope.
That's what I'm saying. So he may have been like, he may be a big fan, and I ain't necessarily saying that it's an Instagram moment. Like, I ain't saying that. I don't get that part either. I'm with you in that boat. But what I will say, if the nigga is a big fan and he went over there and did that, I don't think it's the mayor's job or him to come out and say, hey, you shouldn't be doing this and you should pay respect. Like, no, this is y'all culture. We didn't put this on your people. Y'all been selling dope, dude, to the whole world. Everybody knows this.
Right.
So don't put it on Wiz Khalifa like he coming over there taking pictures and doing something that he like it's a problem just because he's a famous rapper. Yeah, fuck that.
It's clearly not that deep for the mayor to go in on him. But I will say this, though, and this is what a lot of people see. In our culture, these type of people, they're kind of glorified. We like the nothing, coming from nothing, turning it into something story. The beat the odds, start off with nothing, banana boat shit like Scarface, but then growing to be wealthy and powerful. Mm-hmm. When you beat the system, you beat the odds. Like, we gravitate toward them type of stories. Mm-hmm. So whether it's somebody in real life or whether it's fictional, whether it's Big Meech, whether it's fucking Pablo Escobar, or whether it's Nino Brown and Scarface, we're attracted to that type of story. But a lot of times, the other side that people don't think about are the victims to the shit that happened. Now, to your point, we get that where the shit's coming from. The mayor probably got his fingerprints all over the goddamn trafficking over there. Like, it ain't even no question. Like, I don't doubt that shit at all. But like, when you hype up a dude like that, it's a lot of people that may have took L's at the hands of him that you're not being considerate of. Mm-hmm. And of course, that has nothing to do with Wiz Khalifa, but it's just sometimes if you think about the full picture, like at 360, it may not be the best idea to fucking do the 80s pose, nigga, on his nigga gravesite with a blunt in your hand.
You're right, but I mean, you're right in the sense of it may not be the best idea, but also Wiz Khalifa is not the first person to celebrate it. He's just the easier target. Like I said, Netflix got 2 series.
They could have went at Netflix.
They could have.
What if they cut him a check?
They didn't. Who, Netflix?
Yeah.
Why? If I'm Wiz Khalifa, why do I got to cut you a check to go to Escobar grave? Y'all have this man buried here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what they pay their dues. You got to pay your dues when you go to Oakland.
Okay.
You got to pay your dues. You saw what happened when 2 Chainz went to Frisco.
Right. So if I'm Wiz Khalifa and I ain't know nothing about that, I'd apologize. I'm sorry. And I would pay my dues if I wanted to see his grave that bad.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, we do celebrate those people in our culture because we can relate to them the
right,
most.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't shame a nigga like Wiz Khalifa because he feels like that he can relate to the glamorized story that Netflix put out there. Like, he don't know the real story. Like, he ain't from Columbia like the mayor is.
Right, right,
like, he
right.
don't know those things.
In that instance, he got to do his research before he get to posing for IG pictures and shit. Nigga trying to be cool.
Yeah, the IG was too much. He could have went to visit the grave without that.
So but keeping still, the real goal wrong.
I still don't agree with the mayor, though.
He went out his way to go ham on dude for no reason. Wiz Khalifa probably ain't coming back there any damn way.
He need to send the mayor some of that kush he got.
Tell a nigga chill out.
Strain, yeah.
KK.
Send him some of that KK, man. Get him good and right.
Moving on, man. Let's take it down south. Rick Ross been on his promo run heavy since his Rather You Than Me album dropped. And the topic of movies came up, and he announced that he and Gucci Mane are working on a full-length film independently. It will be released later this year. Now, he didn't give any details in terms of what this movie is about, but he did say they are filming in the next 3 months. Tell me, if this was up to you and you was directing this, what would the plot be for a Rick Ross and Gucci Mane movie?
Do you believe this?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. If you believe it, I'll go along with
it. I don't know if it's going to come out this year, but I believe they working on it.
Or ever. But if you believe it, we can go along with it. I would say they expand off the video that they had.
You going to take my idea?
I didn't know that was your idea.
Fuck.
My great minds think alike. What I would say is they would just expand off the video that they had. And my main thing would be this. Don't overdo it. Don't try to be villains and have Rick Ross versus Gucci Mane as to where they're in too many separate scenes. The greatness about that video, the greatness about them being together and people even thinking that they could do a movie was the chemistry that they had together on screen. So it's going to have to be a buddy flick. It can't be like enemy. It can't be, oh, I'm a boss over here and I'm a boss over there and we beefing. I'm trying to be the bad guy. Who the biggest bad guy? It cannot be that. It got to be lighthearted. It has to be cool. It has to be like they not taking themselves too seriously. I can laugh at Rick Ross. I can laugh at Gucci Mane. As Gucci Mane, as Rick Ross, as Roderick Davis, as William Roberts. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has to be that. It can't be, like, nothing too serious. And that's what I would say as far as the plot.
Now, of course. So, of course, we're talking about the Buy Back the Block video.
Tough.
At the beginning where they're working at the car wash. And they joking back and forth about buying up the car wash and, you know, flipping their bread and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And it was super dope. And that's where they got this idea from, I believe, because the response on social media was crazy. True. Now, to piggyback off what you said, and you did steal my idea.
I stole your idea.
Absolutely.
I went first, so it was mine.
They need to recreate the wash based off of that right there, because the shit that came out 10, 15 years ago with Dre and Snoop, and that shit was garbage.
Wait, but you got to involve Dre and Snoop, though.
No, you don't
yes,
need
you
that.
Do.
That shit was garbage, because
that's
going
to make it even bigger. If Dre attached to it, I get Dre in there, I get Snoop. Now, I ain't talking about
like
they
being
got big
in
roles. Now, if you want niggas to beef with, them would be the niggas you beef with.
Man, beef with it for making that bullshit-ass wash
tough.
They made back in the
day. They got the bullshit car wash over there. We the new niggas on the block. We buying back the block. And Dre and Snoop got that old bullshit car wash, and we shaking it over here. This is what we're doing. We doing our thing as far as Buy Back the Block video.
Yeah. I mean, okay. If you want to throw Dre and Snoop in there for a little
Let's
bullshit
it.
Cameo.
Make it
Richard Pryor rolled over his grave off that bullshit that they dropped. Just get the back to the OG status with the classic shit.
Let me ask you
Let's
this.
Let's get thing. Ross and Gucci to redo that shit. Get somebody that know what they're doing to write that shit and get it cracking.
All right, so you say Richard Pryor, so I'm going to ask you this. Who is your preference for the comedy person in that right now? Who you going
Gucci.
With?
Nah, out of them two?
No, I'm saying them two are already.
Oh, the little comedian?
Yeah, who's the comedian? Who's the go-to right now?
I don't know who up and
they
coming.
They can't get Kevin Hart.
Yeah, nah, we cancel that. Of.
So who you got? Anybody but Kevin Hart?
I like Gerard Carmichael. He
you
funny.
Like him?
He funny, though.
He is funny.
Carmichael show funny. He might not
the
fit
Carmichael
with Gucci
show is funny.
Him.
Did you watch his stand-up?
Not yet.
Okay, I'm going to watch that, too. But I need Dave Chappelle, though.
They can't get Kevin Hart, but they can get Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle just not coming back out. This is right up his alley. This is right there for Dave Chappelle. He just did the shit with Netflix. He's trying to get back in there.
Right.
He want black people to fuck with him. Who's blacker than Rick Ross and Gucci Mane?
That's true. Them two black motherfuckers.
You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody in the hood fucking with people more than they fucking with Rick Ross and Gucci, man. David Chappelle tied that on in. He play a little funny ass role. He can be the nigga they beefing with. He can be the asshole ass motherfucker that you're trying to buy shit from.
Listen,
Dave Chappelle, dude, let's work.
I'm a big fan of Mike Epps and D-Ray. I think them niggas is funny.
D-Ray. I like D-Ray.
They slept on funny, though. Like, I think they could get in it, make that shit a classic. It's going to be independent. In case people are wondering, Gucci Mane has acted before. He was in Spring Breakers.
I don't know if we want to call it acting, but
that was still, I mean, you know.
He had screen appearances.
The movie was dope, though.
Okay, yeah.
But Rick Ross has acted. He was in Magic City on Stars.
What?
So he's acted before.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, it was only like a season, maybe two.
One episode. T.I. was on that too, though, right?
No, T.I. was on Boss.
He was on, okay.
Yeah. So they've acted before. So we can assume that they know what they're doing behind the camera. Oh, excuse me, in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to that. Any two rappers you would see if it's not them two?
I'm going with them unless it's T.I. and somebody.
I need Cam and somebody.
Cam and T.I.
Well, no, because Cam made Killer Season. That shit was ass.
But Cam and T.I. though? Because both of them. That's it right there. If you want to do something big, Cam and T.I.
I don't know. Cam made Killer Season, man. I just thought about that. I should have thought about
Killer
that before I
trash.
Said his name.
Killer Season is trash. But T.I. and whoever, though. T.I. can partner up with anybody and shake it.
That's your man's too.
It's tough.
All right, man, look, moving on to my boy. We finally get to talk about some Drake.
Oh, my God.
I'm excited about this. Well, actually, not really. You might be excited about this. So, of course, his album is out. It's doing stupid numbers, whatnot.
Is it?
Yeah.
What album?
Do that.
Drake dropped the album?
Yeah, he did.
I thought it was a playlist.
Nah, it's everywhere.
Oh, okay, I thought it was a playlist.
It's that too.
I didn't know it was an album.
It's all that. Mm-hmm. He's got a song on there.
Yeah, he got one song.
It's called KMT. And he previewed this song a couple of months ago in the show.
Okay.
And his mentions were on fire. Why were they on fire? Because people wanted to know why you had to jack this young Florida artist Flo on the song. Now, this young Florida artist, I'm not going to try to say his name because it's impossible to pronounce.
Extension?
That ain't how you say it.
Extension?
You see what I'm saying?
Triple Xation.
They call him X.
Triple Xation?
We're going to stick with X. I'm going to play you his song. It's called Look At Me, I believe. And then I'm going to play that KMT. We're just going to play like a snippet of each because, you know, Apple don't play that. They're going to take his shit right off of everywhere. And you let me know if he swagger jacked him or not. Check it out. Hey. Bitch, who is your mess? Ayy, can't keep my dick in my pants. Ayy, my bitch don't love me no more. Ayy, she kick me out on life, bro. Ayy, that bitch don't wanna be friends. Ayy, I give her dick, she a man. Ayy, she put her 10 on my dick. Ayy, look at my wrist, about 10. Ayy, demon just got out of can. I gave my bro an advance. Love is just not in my plans. Not even taking a chance. Studio right in my yacht. I'm doing 10 in a week. How long I been on the street? Dream about work in my sleep. Okay, so now you heard the two songs. The flows do sound familiar. Did Drake jack Buddy for the damn swag?
Now, before I answer this, what I had to go do was go to Extensions.
There's no way that's how you say his name.
The nigga name is XXXTENXIAON. Whatever the fuck.
Nah, I thought it was XXXTATACION.
Nah, it's XXXTET.
Wow.
T-A-A-E-I-O-E.
Yeah, we X. His name is X, dude. That's what we running with.
So
right, go
after
ahead.
We get over the confusion of his name, what I went to after the difficult time that I had finding him on YouTube and wherever else it may be after spelling it correctly.
Right.
This is definitely the type of nigga that Drake will listen to.
I don't believe that.
This is definitely the type of music that Drake listens to because, like, he's definitely not listening to Meek Mill. He ain't listening to J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, so he ain't
Facts.
Listening to mainstream shit.
Facts.
He listening to underground SoundCloud artists. I'm going through this dude catalog. He got songs like Xanax, Scar, or Tattoo, where he's like, I'm not even sure when he starts the song because, like, the beginning and the intro is so long and it's just a lot of music and mumbling and I'm not knocking the dude's style. I'm saying I can't get into it, but I could definitely see a nigga like Drake listen to it. So I'm thinking that, yeah, this influenced that flow.
Now, Drake was asked about this, and he said, he gave the story, like I just said, about his mentions being blown up after they put that clip up, and he went and looked Buddy video up. And
I went and looked it up.
Yeah, he said, I went and looked up what people were saying, and I could see why people would say it was similar, but it only starts off that way and then it switches up. So I can't really sit here. I'm not finna sit here and be like, I took dude style, but it is similar. I see why people would say that.
That's cold.
I said, okay, that's fair. That's cold. Now, let me tell you what really happened.
That's not fair. That's a cold, a PC answer.
Yeah, of course. But let me tell you what really happened. What really happened is Drake was in the studio with his seven writers, his writing team overseas, and somebody, after they heard this beat, suggested that he use this flow. Whoever that somebody was knew exactly who this ex somebody is and heard that song and gave him the flow and just didn't tell him that he got it from somebody else. That's how that happened. I'm telling you.
If you're Drake, does that somebody get fired?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Really?
You're not going to tell me you jacked the fucking flow when you suggested it? You left that out conveniently? Nigga, you know how much I pay you? Nothing, but still.
Nah, they getting paid.
I'm getting the bag, but still.
They getting paid.
You ever want the bag? You don't stop doing dumb shit like
but you
that.
But they getting paid as writers. They write for Drake. So, like you said, yeah, the nigga's fired. You're
that's
out
a
of
fact.
There.
He was on the first thing smoking back fired. To wherever he from.
But
he did jack
but
dude,
in Drake's defense,
okay.
Very rarely do you hear me say that. In Drake's defense, I do think that, like, it ain't my fault that you have this flow out here on YouTube and you got 50,000 views and I have 50 million. That's not my fault.
Yeah.
You can say I stole it.
Should you just jump on a remix?
Yeah, you can. Nah, I'm not jumping on shit. I took this song, I shook it, and people are fucking with it, and your little shit got 50,000 views. That's your problem. It's not mine.
If anything, he boosted them views up for him.
I'm Drake. Guess what I'm saying? Exactly. The only reason I know about this nigga is because you're saying that Drake stole his shit.
That's a fact.
If I'm Drake, like, you're welcome, my nigga. Don't call me no more. Don't have your people reach out to mine because we're unavailable. I'm done. I'm taking 17 off like I said.
Yeah.
Nigga, relax.
Lil Buddy
you
snapped
people in
on
my
Twitter.
Mentions, relax.
Lil Buddy snapped on Twitter. He was hot once he saw that he denied that he took the flow.
So now you're doing too much at this point.
Yeah, he was hot about this
ride
shit.
Ride this wave. That ain't how you ride that wave, my nigga. Teach this nigga how to do the surfboard shit, man.
Reach out to him for the remix.
Nah, you ain't got to do that.
Shit.
Just put some more. Or you can, but just put some more music out.
Like that,
you got 50,000 views. People are fucking with you somewhere.
Clearly,
you know what I'm saying. So, like, just keep putting the music out. That's all you gotta do. Fuck Drake. That ain't your problem.
Yo.
This nigga got 50 million. Like, there's nothing the dude can do to hurt Drake. Anything.
Nah, it ain't.
You can put as many songs as you want out to say, "Hey, Drake took this. He took that." Unless you got a direct text being like, "Hey, bro, did you send me them files?" Then it's a wrap,
and
dude.
It still won't matter.
And that probably, yeah, exactly. It's Drake. It doesn't matter, dude. Meek tried this, dude. You ain't going to be successful either.
Yeah.
Ride this wave. Be happy people are saying your unpronounceable name.
Exactly. And people are looking up your music and some may fuck with it. You got new fans.
Yeah, if anything he get from this, he need to know he need to change his name.
X-X-Distension.
Extension.
Extension. I don't know, man.
Extension.
Extension cord. Extension cord. Maybe it's like action. Just a long, retarded way to spell action. I don't know, man, but I heard another song. I was fucking with him, though. You really sleeping.
Nah, I'm not sleeping. It's depressing music. I don't know what this is. Like, the shit that I heard was crazy. All
right, man, moving on, man. Before we hit this music break, of course, it's that time of the year. XXL Freshman Cover Class is almost here. It's around the corner. So, as they do every year, they pick nine, and then they leave the 10th person up to a vote. Now, they have the people listed that you can vote for. I personally believe that some of these people are already on the list. Like, there's Young M.A. on here. I would have to believe that she made the freshman class, unless she just turned it down. But for the other people...
Turned it down?
Yeah, I mean, motherfuckers do that shit. Now, for the other people on this list...
She can't.
Who would you vote for, if you had a vote, for the 10th person on the freshman class?
I'm looking over the list... Slick sucks.
See, I see A Boogie with the hoodie on here. I think he's gonna make it though.
Yeah, he already on there though. I think Nick Grant already on there.
Oh no,
he tough already. PNB Rock already on here.
They can't hear you. You got to talk to the mic.
Oh, Nick Grant, PNB Rock. I think there are people already on there.
PNB Rock definitely on there. I see Casanova on. Cardi B probably on
there. Yeah, Cardi B on there.
That's Casanova. A shame, man. This list finna be slow.
This might be the worst one ever, but we said that last year. Woo. And we'll get into that later. If I had to vote, though, and if I don't know if he's on there, and the best song that I can remember after everybody that I'm scrolling through on this list is T. Grizzly, First Day Out.
But he only got one though.
I mean that's if I had that, that's the best song from anybody on this list to me that I've heard.
Your boy Jimmy Tense on here.
Who? Jimmy Tense on there.
Yep.
That's my nigga.
Made in Tokyo on here. He got a couple. He got the Uber Air. Well,
yeah, but I don't fuck with that though. The First Day Out, I fuck with. I'm saying if I had to vote, and I fuck with it, like, I'm pressing vote right now for T Grizzly.
I can respect that.
Thanks for your vote.
Fresher on here. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Rallo.
Okay, yeah, I ain't fuck with him. Right, the Rallo comments about the stuff and the
yeah, he jacked
done it. Like he ain't getting my vote. Like if I had to vote for anybody, I say T Grizzly. But I will say this though, like West Side Gun, I like them.
Yeah,
or
for
him
sure.
Or whatever it may be.
YFN Lucci on here. You think he gonna make it or he gonna?
He already on there. Your boy Extension on here.
Young boy never broke again on here. That's your man.
That's my boy. He in jail though, and I don't know if he getting out, so I can't vote for him.
Damn.
Like I don't even. He can't. He definitely not making the shoot.
So my sleeper pick on here is 070 Shake. She's tough. She's on that Fab intro.
070 Shake.
She's on that Fab intro.
Where's she from?
Jersey.
Like, how do you say yes. Like that's one. My one. Like, why are these rappers making their name so hard? Like, this is the streaming age. I have to type your name in to find your music and for you to get paid. It ain't as simple as me to go to Best Buy no more. So I got to find, like, how do I find 070 Shake?
I'm just saying, 070 Shake, motherfucker.
How do I find Extension, dude?
I don't know how you find him.
How do you do this? How do I find J-I-D?
You spell it out. That's pretty simple.
Come on, no. I got to put the J, the dot, the I, the period. Like, no. Make your name and shit easy to spell, rappers. If I could give you any motherfucking advice. Make your name easy to spell. And if I sound like the old guy, fuck it.
Day Day on
you him. The one naming yourself.
Spin that shit.
G Percio.
Spin that shit. He on here.
I don't know who that is.
Wow. Well, it's one person on here. I happened to hear a
Don
song.
Q, Don Q on here. Don Q made it, right?
He cold.
He made it.
He had to.
Yeah, he made it.
That nigga be spitting.
Let me ask you. Oh, wait.
Really?
Before you do that, though. Yeah, but really. I'm going to ask you like one or two names, and you tell me how you would spell it to find them. Cousin Stiz.
That's easy.
Okay, let me hear it.
COUSINSTIZZ.
Get the fuck out of here. You looking at
see
the
how
list.
Easy that was?
But you looking at the list and you're cheating.
No, I'm really not.
People out there, y'all play along with me. All right, one more.
That's easy.
Calibrate from Berkeley, California.
CALIBRATE?
Nope. CALEBORATE. Calibrate from Berkeley, California. Shout out to you, my guy.
Shout out Berkeley, man. Lil B.
Tough. No.
Base God.
What about Amin from Portland, Oregon?
A-M-I-N-E?
Yeah, you just.
It's light.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's light.
Man.
Fourth grade spelling bee champion, dude.
Fourth grade
I'm here.
Spelling bee champ. For you normal people out there, 070 Shake is 070 Shake.
That's not hard.
And she's from North Bergen, New Jersey. But how would you know this?
She cold, though.
I don't know if you're spelling it out. I don't know if it's the numbers. I don't know.
She cold.
She might be.
Y'all check out 070 Shake. Can we get to the song now?
We can. Let's go.
Fuck. Now, I heard this song the other day, and I was like, damn, I'm fucking with this. And then I opened this list, and he's on the list for the freshman class.
Who's this guy?
Hood Rich Pablo One.
Oh, man. Spell that.
Hood Rich Pablo One.
Is it P-A-B-L-O?
That's how you spell Pablo.
Okay, all right.
Shout out to
is
Pablo
one,
Escobar.
Like, is it, like, what are we doing here?
Hooked on Phonics work for me.
It did not work for me.
But y'all check his song out. It's called Look At Me Now. Maybe this will change. You might want to vote for him after this.
Hood Rich Pablo?
Yes. Let's check it out.
Mixing up the medicine. Young nigga fronts on six. I ain't used to have shit, nigga. Look at me now. Used to have to wear the hammer down. I'm designing everything. Look at me now. Same dope man that I used to look up to, nigga. Now they look at me now. Couple little bitches I couldn't fuck back in the day. Now they be staring me down. Look at me now. Found me a plug and I stayed down. Nigga, look at me now. Look at me now. You the tried to flip 7 grand, now I smoke it out the pound. Look at me now, bad bitches, you determined down. Now they going down, nigga, look at me now. Huh, look at me now. Come for me, look up, not down. I need a Migo with 1,000 pounds. Went from never leaving 1-5 to going town to town. I keep a couple shooters in the background. Look at me now, look what I done found. A lot of plugs on a lot of drugs. I'm sending everything to the country town. My Louboutin spot like a porcupine. Can't fuck with these niggas, they drop it down. You know me, I need mine every dime. Got your baby mama on my main line. Look at me now, but don't look too hard, cause I still got the eye. I walk in with the rolling on me, now they looking at me like a sign. Look at me now. Still the same young nigga, front zone 6. I ain't used to have shit, nigga, look at me now. Used to have to wear the hammer down. I'm designing everything, look at me now. Same dope man that I used to look up to, nigga. Now they look at me now. Couple little bitches I couldn't fuck back in the day. Now they be staring me down.
I hear you, Hood Rich Pablo 1.
Mm.
Now that's banging. Don't do that.
No, it's all right.
It's banging.
It's all right.
I'm fucking with Daddy from the A, judging by the bars that he said.
Clearly.
To me, he's giving me Scooter mixed with Bankroll, and I don't know if that's a good thing.
I don't know if he's going to be able to meet on mainstream artists or nothing. He'll have a couple of hood hits like Scooter and Bankroll.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying?
But like, I'm fucking with
I
that.
I ain't knocking him at all. I like it. I would like to see him build on it, but I just don't. I don't know about that.
Only time will tell. We have an update on Mr. Extension.
Extension.
He just got out of jail today.
Today,
absolutely. And he hopped on the radio that quick,
dropping hot fire like Dylan.
Absolutely. He was asked about the Drake accusation of taking his flow.
Absolutely.
Let me give you his quote. He's not a man.
This is a direct quote.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not a man. I think he's a bitch. That's a bitch move. Especially when I was in jail facing life.
Mm.
If Drake would have came to my bond hearing, that would have made my fucking day.
Mm.
If he would have showed that he's a hospitable person and that he's really in this shit for the culture, rather than taking my shit, running off with it, and then putting it on his album, then he would have got my kudos. He would have got my respect. Fair?
It's a young boy, right?
For sure.
He's like 19. So I'm going to put him up on game. Drake was at your bond hearing, my nigga. He was there in spirit. For Drake to be stealing your flow and have us talking about you and people talking about you in general, that's your alley-oop in life, my nigga. You're looking at this the wrong fucking way.
Yeah.
You were just facing life, and you come out and you want to diss Drake?
Yeah.
Like, do you want your career? Like, are you trying to rap? Do you feel like that's the best thing to do? Because if you do, then you might need to start thinking about something else, dude. And I ain't shitting on his career. I ain't shitting on what he do as a rapper. I'm not shitting on him as an artist. I'm just saying, take a look at your situation and make the best choice. And that's not it.
I agree. Now, the rapper was in jail awaiting trial on felony charges, including battery and false imprisonment, after he allegedly beat up his pregnant girlfriend.
But I want to come out and diss Drake, though. That's what I want to come out and do. Drake stealing my style, he a bitch and this and that. That's what I want to do. As opposed to taking the Migos, my Sean. What's the nigga name? The gay dude? My Con? What's the
name? What are you talking about? McConan?
McConan, your boy.
No way.
That's what I did that. McConan, Migos, all of these people who were able to capitalize off Drake taking their quote-unquote flow style or even jumping on their songs. None of them came out and dissed him. I would
McConan
say
McConan has been dissing Drake lately, though.
I mean, but that's
now.
That's on some other shit.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, that's on some. Never mind. But it's
definitely on some other shit.
I say that to say I just don't think that he's taking the right approach, especially for a young nigga trying to like really, I would say, change his life because he's true. Just got out of jail facing life in prison, dude.
Yeah,
come on, bro.
We'll see, man. We're going to keep up with young Extension.
Extension.
And see where his career
goes. Extension.
All right, let's get to this work, man. Kendrick, like we said, dropped a new joint. Remember, he dropped a super cryptic post on IG. He deleted every post on IG and just had this one picture. It was a Roman numeral 4. People didn't know if that was the 4th album. We didn't know if he was going to drop 4 songs. Nobody knew. Late, early in the wee hours of the AM, or nah, it wasn't that early.
We were leaving the lock show.
Leaving the lock show, he dropped the song, The Heart, Part 4.
Heart, Part 4.
When you heard it, What did you, first of all, what do you think of the song? As soon as you heard this shit, as soon as it went off.
I'm a Kendrick fan, so you know.
Stan.
Fan. So, it's what I was expecting. The bomb to drop, let motherfuckers know, here I come. Here's the precursor. Here's a little warm up. Boom, here it is. Now, what I will say is this. I did not like the fact that he didn't say names, though. Go on and air niggas out. If my fans can't wait for me to sun your bitch ass, then go on and sun a bitch ass nigga then. Go on and do that. Like, we don't need to wait till the album come out. Go on and, like, air nigga out, like, right off the wham, just to let people know what you finna do when you come drop.
Now, let me say, when I first, this is funny, because shout out to my homie Derb. He was with us at the Lock Show.
Tuh.
We were just talking about what we wanted Kendrick to do, what we needed from him for this new project.
Mm-hmm.
He just, no bullshit, he said, man, I want Kendrick angry. I understand the space that he was in. I love myself. I'm in Bompton every day. I get it. I got Reeboks on. My hair's braided. I don't care how I look.
Relax with the sneak diss.
I'm just saying, that's the space that he's been in the last couple years. That's cool.
Rapper alive, dude. Relax.
That's fine. Now, my man was just saying, I need Kendrick angry now. And I think that's exactly what we got with this damn song. This is an angry Kendrick. He's mad at people taking pop shots at him. We'll talk about maybe who he's referring to in just a second.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been sitting back chilling while people have been taking shots. He's been quiet. And I think he's angry about this shit. Now,
I don't think he's angry.
You don't think so? That was an angry Kendrick?
Nah, that was just...
That
was a let motherfuckers know. Like, bitch, I can still rap.
Let them know I'm angry?
Let these niggas know that I'm the nigga that do this shit. I'm the nigga that can rap you under a table while you singing hooks and doing all your little melodies and shit. I'm the nigga that's finna come flame your ass, nigga. That's what he's saying. Not in no mad thing either. Like Jordan. Jordan wasn't mad when he was hooping.
He was just competitive.
He was just sunning niggas. Like, yeah, I'm just letting you niggas know. I ain't mad. I'm just finna make you bow down, nigga. And for here and years to come, you ain't going to speak my name in no disrespectful tone or manner. So bow down, nigga.
He was, okay, I say mad, you say not, tomato, tomato.
I say competitive.
Now, the question was, it seemed as if he was talking about somebody.
Okay.
But I guess that's the trend nowadays. Like, when somebody says something, we automatically think it's specifically related, and it's not just a general statement no more.
All right.
Who do you think he was talking about in this particular song?
Big Sean, come here.
You think those were aimed at Big Sean?
Come here. Drake, Aubrey, come here. You
bring that ass here, boy.
Exactly. And probably a couple of Compton people that we don't know about. You know what I'm saying? Like a couple of stray shots for niggas is dissing him around the way that we just don't know about that ain't reached us. But I specifically feel like that he was talking about Big Sean because of the No Interviews track. And I just feel like that he was talking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that he was talking about Drake just because. Just because you putting fell a out. No life, you putting a playlist shit out, and you think this shit finna be like a little sprint. Nah, my nigga, I'm right here running this race with you, and you ain't finna finish number one dolo. I feel like he just floated this out here, one to test the waters. Like, I don't even really think that this was like Kendrick going in, like putting 70 points up like Booker did the other night. Like, I don't even think that was that. And this was just me going in the gym shooting. You know what I'm saying? So, go ahead.
I remember when this first came on.
Okay.
In the first 30 seconds, I was like, oh, man, here come this To Pimp a Butterfly. Shit.
Then you heard it.
I did not want to hear that shit.
Son, your punk ass.
But then the beat flipped up, and he started spitting a little more aggressively. He didn't do the pitch change in his voice and all that. He didn't do all that shit.
Which is what Big Sean was saying.
Right. Big Sean, if y'all remember in No More Interviews, he said, man, just because you rapping fast don't mean that you spitting. Just because it sounds like you having an asthma attack, it don't mean that you spitting. You're not the greatest. People crowning you. Cool out. I'm here. And I was like, yeah, Big Sean. God damn it. You talking shit, Big Sean.
Shit. Get buried, man.
Got two fire albums back to back that are flaming that To Pimp a Butterfly.
Two classics.
That Big Sean, I decided.
He can't do nothing with two classics.
Listen, that Big Sean, I decided.
Got two classics, bro.
And that Dark Sky Paradise.
Are not better than Kendrick two classics that he came out with back to back with To Pimp a Butterfly and Good Kid, Mad City.
They are
not better.
They are barbecuing.
Awesome. possible.
To Pimp a Butterfly. Oh. I'm talking about the shitting on no, that.
To Pimp, like if you were to rank those albums 1 to 4, it would be Kendrick 1, Kendrick 2, Big Sean 3, Big Sean 4. That's what it would be. It's easy, dude.
Now, niggas think he's taking shots at Drake, and I find this very interesting. If you remember.
You don't, wait, you don't?
Yeah, I do. I thought that's who it was at first until I just really sat and thought about it.
Right.
I thought the Jay-Z Hall of Fame line was about Drake because, of course, Drake has been throwing subliminals at Hove for the last 8 months.
Which is going to get him killed eventually. Like, eventually, it's going to get him killed, dude. You know that. As a Drake fan, we all know that. Like, this is eventually going to get this dude killed, dude. You know this. Like, I don't give a fuck how cold he is. I don't give a fuck, like, how what type of music he can do. If you can go do a whole R&B track and sing for 12 songs, you keep fucking with Hov, and he gonna get what's coming to him, dude. And we know this, dude.
That's a fact. Now, here's what I find interesting. Let's say a beef ensues.
With?
Between either Big Sean and Kendrick or Drake and Kendrick. Mm. Which one would you rather see? A quality beef.
No disrespect, which means I'm about to be disrespectful.
Clearly.
To Big Sean. But if I can see two heavyweights go to battle that are already heavyweights, like Big Sean trying to establish himself.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So, and that's not to say that he ain't one of the top five rappers in the game right now. He just ain't Kendrick Lamar, and he's not Drake.
He's not in that weight class yet.
That's what's taken away from him in this conversation in particular. So, if I were to have Kendrick come in and be like, you know what, I'm tired of this Drake shit. I'm tired of this whole life shit. This nigga with the old Photoshop shit, smoking cigars in the beach chairs and shit on his fucking album. I'm tired of this. Yeah. If Kendrick were to come out and be like that, I'm front row with the popcorn ready to see what's going on. Yeah. I want to see this. One, because I want to see what Kendrick would attack Drake at. I want to see how that would go. Mm. Two, I want to see how Drake will respond.
Absolutely. Or if he would respond. Or
if it's Kendrick.
If he said his name.
And that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I would want to see how Kendrick would approach it. I don't want to hear no subliminals like Ross already done set the tone for 2017 and for this song. So is Remy Ma. Ain't no subliminals no more. We ain't playing that shit. It's cool for Kendrick to float this out here to see what the water is to do the subliminals now. But now you got to go on and drop that nuke, bro.
Right.
Go on and put that out there. Go on and let motherfuckers know, like, I'm talking to this nigga. This nigga going to have to respond to this if he want to be relevant today.
Listen, I understand all of that. All
right.
I want the underdog versus, like you just said.
But one
of the top dogs. Big Sean would be an underdog, and I think he might do the sneak attack very similar to when T.I. was stinging Ludacris, and Ludacris, goddamn it, hit him with a haymaker. Niggas, stay off the T.I.P. of my dick. Niggas, nobody saw that coming. Nobody thought that Ludacris had it in him. He had been this happy-go-lucky, throw bowls, Southern hospitality, fun rapper with the fro out and shit, with the pork chop fucking goatee and shit. Goatee. Nigga, and then he, goddamn it, niggas found out that he really spitting out here. I think Big Sean could do the same thing. And I'm going to tell you, I got two reasons. That's number one.
But you say that because you're rooting against Kendrick.
Not necessarily.
You want Big Sean to win.
I'm rooting against the Pimp a Butterfly.
Because I want Kendrick to crush Drake.
I'm rooting against Cornrow Kenny. I'm rooting against him.
Cornrow Kenny.
Yes, I don't want that one. I want Section 80 Kendrick. But I will say this. My second reason why I think it would be dope if it was him and Big Sean is the camps can get involved. Like, nigga, say it go Black Hippie, nigga, versus Good Music. Say it's him. Say it's Kendrick, Absol, and J-Rock versus Schoolboy.
Okay.
Versus Pusha, Big Sean. Who else on their team? Damn, not Designer. Can't do that. Sahai. Listen.
If he get involved.
Yeah, he not going to get involved.
There's 2 Chainz in this?
Nah. He's staying out of that. He don't want no parts of that. He don't want no.
Because he'll murder everybody in there.
No,
let's get that
fucking way.
Let's get that established right now.
He don't want no parts of that. But I like the 3-on-3, the grudge match, the tag team
so you're
bout.
Saying
that shit would be dope.
Who would you take? Big Sean,
Pusha,
Sahi, and Pusha.
Oof.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. I don't even know if I can finish that question.
I'll take them three up against the 4 Black Hippies. And hey. That's a mean one.
But that's just because you're discounting either J-Rock or Absol.
Nah, them niggas hard. They just...
You have
like,
to
Sahai
be, but
cold,
saying,
though. Like, these niggas be spitting.
Okay. Sahai's cold, but Ab Soul, I mean, excuse me, I'm sorry, what did not mean to say that.
Damn, Ab.
Schoolboy Q has two very successful albums, and he can rap.
Absolutely, no doubt.
So that's a foot up on Sahai right there, right?
Sahai rapping circles around him.
And is he?
He is rapping
Sahai is rapping circles around Schoolboy Q?
He is rapping circles Ooh. Around his bucket hat.
Listen, man, this is the On Deck TV podcast, On Deck TV Rap Chat on Facebook. Is Sahai rapping circles around Schoolboy Q? Better yet.
And his bucket hat.
Black. Oh, man, don't do Schoolboy like that.
I fuck with Schoolboy.
Better yet, Black Hippies versus Good Music.
Ooh.
Who you taking?
I need that.
Who you taking? Let us know in the rap chat on the On Deck TV podcast. Excuse me, On Deck TV podcast at the Facebook, whatever.
Absolutely. Now, before we hit this music break,
mm-hmm.
are we taking points away from Kendrick using beef to promote his album? He's the fifth nigga to do it this year. We're only in March.
I mean, but that's,
let's be honest.
That's the whole little.
No.
That's where we are. That's the climate, right?
So is like, it?
That, is it not?
Well, I mean, clearly it is.
Remy just did it.
Dolph
Nicki
just did
it. Dolph did it.
Ross did it. Cole did it late last year.
Cole did it with the idol or whatever. Not idol.
False idols.
Ross, but False Prophets was
False Prophets. Yeah,
exactly. J. Cole. I ain't mad because I don't think that this necessarily is promoting his album. Like,
it come out April 7th, my nigga. Dude, he said it in the song.
He finna come drop Flames.
It's promoting his album, bro.
No, it's not. I mean,
stop. Yeah. Stop. Just say you don't mind. It's good music. You'll take it. But it's promoting his album.
I definitely say I don't mind because in his defense, this niggas that needed to get aired out. If Kendrick gonna come out, then he got to do this. Everybody else that came out with this shit, they ain't necessarily got to do that. Kendrick got to do this because he, one, like he says, the best rapper walking the earth right now. So I got to address bitch ass niggas who think they the best rapper walking the earth right now. It's me. I got to do that. Ain't nobody else got to do that. Ain't nobody else. Like Nicki and Remy didn't have to beef.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever other beefs that we saw, Dolphin got it. Like that definitely didn't have to happen. You know what I'm saying? Kendrick has to like reestablish himself as the best.
Now
it's like if Kobe come out, I'm gonna go and put up my whatever points against whoever. But when Jordan was playing, I gotta put up whatever against Jordan to let this nigga know I'm the new nigga. Same thing when LeBron was playing Kobe.
I've got two reasons why I'm not mad at this.
Okay.
Number one, it's gotta be you have to have a legitimate problem with somebody. These niggas don't like each other. Like, yes, Drake and Kendrick did a song on Kendrick Good Kid, Mad City. That seemed like forever ago. Ever since then, remember homie said on Sports Nation that the rumor that
Marcellus Wiley,
that Kendrick had, well, that an artist had went on there and aired out somebody. Everybody knew who he was talking about.
And they cut it.
And they clipped it. Everybody knew he was talking about Kendrick and Drake.
Well, he said he was talking about it, but he wouldn't say who aired out who.
That's right. It was Kendrick and Drake.
He said whatever. Kendrick or Drake came on Sports Nation and aired out one or the other, but he wouldn't say who did.
That's what it was because they scrapped the interview.
Tough.
So
because the whoever camp that aired him out came and said that they didn't want it aired.
Yeah.
So somebody got to him before the artist made the mistake of like burning that bridge at that point.
Absolutely. So there's real history there. Big Sean has felt some type of way about Kendrick ever since he got bodied on him on his Control song.
Well, see, Big Sean didn't feel like he got bodied, just feel like Kendrick was dropping names.
But he's tired of hearing that he got bodied. You could tell he was visibly annoyed Breakfast Club.
Is that a legitimate argument, though? Like, should you be tired? Like, if you know a nigga coming, well, I don't even know if he knew. But after the fact, like, you can't be mad if niggas keep asking you about that if you know the context of what he was talking about. This nigga aired out everybody.
It's outshadowing your song. People got egos, bro. He ain't even put on the album.
That's on him, then.
Like, that was supposed to be, like, a big moment. I got Jay Electronica. I bodied it. I got Kendrick, nigga. And nobody's talking about your verse or Jay Electronica. That's Kendrick's song, bro. Period.
Like, that's his verse. Like, people don't even talk about the song. They say Control verse.
That's what I'm saying.
They don't even say the song. They say Control verse.
So that to me, when the beef is legit, if there's a legitimate problem you talked about, Ross had already spoke on Birdman months ago that he was hot at how he was doing Wayne. Like, this is old news. Mm. So it's not as if this shit is just coming out of nowhere like maybe a 50 Cent used to do back in the day.
Right.
50 Cent used to come out of nowhere dissing niggas, and it was like, okay, my nigga, we see through that shit. Number two, it's entertaining. Like, nigga, these are two dope-ass artists, dude. This is two talented motherfuckers. We're going to get heat out of this. They ain't two D-list artists that's going to throw bullshit shots at each other, and we don't care about this. I want to see all of this. I want to hear and see every scenario me and you have just named.
That's a fact. And you ain't got to worry about, not to take any credibility away from how real these dudes are, but you don't necessarily think you got to worry about it spilling over into anybody getting hurt.
Right now.
That's one of the better things about that, too. Like, yeah. A nigga going to get slaughtered.
Somebody somewhere. Somebody
get their ass.
Or it's gonna goddamn it go to double overtime, and right. It's gonna be a barn burner.
Everybody, and then it's gonna be over with. It ain't gonna be no like shooting and all that.
Yeah,
shit.
No so dumb shit.
That's the best thing about it too for me.
Shout out to, I can't remember on the rap chat, but somebody made a really good point. They said, "Man, y'all can't have it both ways. You can't be mad when people are friendly and cool and tight, and then when people diss each other, now all they going to the diss well. Like, bro, you can't have it both ways." Point. You yep. can't have it both. So I'm hot. I want to throw the oop. I can't remember who that was that said that, but shout out to you. Let's get to this music break, man. Your man Troy Ave is back.
Oh my God, what you playing back. Troy Ave? I thought we was done with this.
He's
dude.
Back. I'm getting feedback that this Troy Ave is nice.
You only Animal Brown and shout out Jeff Easley.
Now I've heard this from a few people.
I'm not even going to associate your brand with this, Jeff. I'm not even going to do that.
Listen.
What I'm going to do is say your name and put your name to this. I ain't going to associate your brand. I'm going to associate you and Animal Brown with playing this shit.
First of all, I'm not co-signing
it. Y'all are condoning it because I didn't pick this song and it's being played on our podcast, and I don't want Troy Ave played on our podcast and you're playing it.
Listen.
So y'all are condoning this. This is you and Jeff.
I have heard this from multiple people. That this nigga new project that's out now was straight.
Not listening.
And I was like, no fucking way. After so we're about to play Mafia.
After he wore the outfit to court, I was done.
I was done way before that.
No. That did it for me. I ain't got to hear nothing else from Troy about that.
But we gonna see, man. I'm gonna see if it's living up to the hype that people are trying to sell me on right now.
My earbuds in, man.
Let's check out Mafia. I would not let them. Of course not, Godfather. If it hadn't been for the grace of God. That I have for myself and this family, BSB, I would not BSB, be here today. Mafia. But since I am BSB, Mafia. It's going to be hell to pay. BSB, BSB, Mafia. Arrivederci. Double joy, nigga. BSB, Mafia, I am Dante. Big play the pasta and the back is Dante. Been dead hoes, try to snake you, bro. But I cut the grass low, so that now I can see. BSB, Mafia, I am Dante. Double joy, nigga. Big play the pasta and the breakfast don't see. Been dead hoes, try to snake you, bro. But I cut the grass low, so that now I can see. Fuck niggas talking about how it's all love. Nowadays, my rebuttal is a shoulder shrug. I know what it is, I'm aware of what it was. Ain't a judge, but I judge a man by what he does. When the pressure's on and it's getting intense, I'm already a shooter, are you good on defense? All around players, only ones that make sense. Fuck up off my team, don't even want you on my bench. Sucker free, that is me, nigga, in every sense. It's clear to see who with me when I'm in a trench. Niggas yelling loyalty, but that ain't what they meant. They loyalty had legs, I'm like, damn, where would you, nigga? BSB, Mafia. Oh, go Troy Ave. Go Troy Ave. Hey, hey, go Troy Ave. Go Troy Ave.
I've never heard that song. Didn't listen to it during the break. Didn't listen to it while you were playing it. Don't know any comments from it. Still stand by my Troy Ave statements.
Troy Ave, that song was decent.
Be safe,
that's,
though.
That's the best I'm going to give you.
Free tax.
Damn.
Be safe, though, and free tax.
But I'm over Troy Ave, too. But if you're not over him, you can listen to that Dope Boy Troy project that's out right now.
Free tax.
Apparently, it's good.
Free tax.
Damn. all right, before we get out of here, man. Cause we running late. People waiting on the goddamn episode.
Yeah.
Three question of the week, man. It's three documentaries dropping soon from artists.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the three documentaries, and you're going to tell me which one we're going to talk about, which one we're looking forward to the most.
Mm.
All right. So we've got Jay-Z. He's working on a Trayvon Martin documentary.
Okay.
We've got Kodak Black, who's dropping his documentary. Damn. For real. Then we've got J. Cole, For Your Eyes Only, HBO documentary dropping soon.
I'm definitely going to go with the Jay-Z, Trayvon I mean, excuse me, Trayvon Martin. Now, damn, I'm sorry. Trayvon Martin documentary, that's easily the most entertaining thing that I hear right there. Jay-Z's name, and then clearly Trayvon Martin's name, is hot button items. I would love to see the perspective in which he did it, especially coming off the last documentary that he did with my guy that got locked up.
Yeah, Khalid
and killed
Browder.
Himself, Khalid Brown.
So I Browder.
Would, Browder, excuse me.
Yeah.
I would definitely love to see the Trayvon Martin aspect, and you said he working with people from
the Weinstein Corp.
Station. Right.
Yeah, they did. They did, of course, Fruitvale Station, and obviously the Khalif Browder story, which is, I think it just wrapped up. It's a 6-part series. I think they're going to do something similar for Trayvon Martin as well, like a little maybe 4 or 5 6-part miniseries. Yeah. I'm super interested in seeing that.
Yeah.
I'm curious as to see, because I'm learning new shit with the Khalif Browder story. So if you haven't seen it, check it out. It's pretty dope. But it's not just about this incident of him getting locked up. It's the shit that led up to it, mm-hmm. and how he was actually in the system basically from birth.
Right.
So it gives you a different aspect on things. I feel like the Trayvon Martin story is going to do that as well. And if you remember, depending on how long you've been listening to On Deck, shout out to the Day Oneers. We did a whole episode about Trayvon Martin's situation when it occurred.
Tough.
And we rarely do that. We stepped away from the hip-hop for an episode. We've done that maybe twice.
Straight social.
And we, you know what I'm saying? So if you can go back in the archives and find that, it is available. Y'all check that out. So that hit us home. So that we felt like we had to talk about it. I think this documentary, I hope they keep all that shit going, man. Like, cause, and I think this is what's different nowadays, is that before, something would be hot for a week, it'd be hot for 2 weeks, maximum a month, and then it'd die out and niggas will forget. Now it's hot. All it's hot. Months. It's memes. It's people talking about it. It's interviews. It's people constantly bringing it up. Yeah. It's documentaries. It's movies. It's niggas keep all that shit going.
Black culture is pop culture now.
Facts.
To an extent, like black culture, like especially with Get Out, like Get Out, kind of like really peeled a Band-Aid off of stuff, social commentary. You know
for
what I'm
sure.
saying? Like that really like opened it up, and even more so. Going forward, I think there's going to be a lot of stuff with the Trayvon Martin, like you said, with the Khalid Browder, excuse me, story.
Yo.
I think Jay-Z going to be a lot more involved and put a lot of stories out there, and people going to follow his lead, too. So I like it, like you said.
For the record, the Kodak Black documentary comes out this Friday, for those who are checking for it.
What is it, on YouTube?
It's on Worldstar. Dead Sears. And then, of course, the J. Cole For Your Eyes Only HBO special. That's dropping pretty soon, too.
J. Cole got to switch it up, though. Like,
I agree.
I can't do another J. Cole HBO documentary special, bro. You did that.
Don't do that like the last one. Fire, though.
No, I'm saying it was, though. So, like, why would I do that again, though?
That's a very valid point.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you've done that. You shook it. You killed it. You're not going to top that. So, like, just go on and move on. And even if you got to take an L and try something that don't work, I would rather you do that than try to duplicate that last classic shit. Like, I don't need
agreed.
To see another. I don't need all of this from J. Cole. I don't need the documentaries and shit like that.
Agreed. We got new music dropping this week. Of course, to go along with the documentary, you got to have an album. Kodak Black, Painting Pictures, comes out the 31st.
Hey.
Freddie Gibbs, You Only Live Twice, comes out the 31st. And you've got that Troy Ave Dope Boy Troy, which is already out. You can listen to that until the 31st gets here.
If you'd like to.
What you got on deck for the weekend?
Slow Motion, Bill Ocean, man. Chilling like a low-key midget locksmith.
Yeah, you fucked up all of my little
midget
sayings.
Locksmith. There's a mine now.
Shit. man, what I got cracking? I think I'm chilling. Yeah, I think I'm chilling, man. I'm going to continue my birthday celebration throughout the year. Hey, this the new wave. When your birthday hit, celebrate that shit for months on down, man. Like, fuck,
you're too old for that.
No, we're doing it big, goddamn it. We're not celebrating today. Fuck a party.
You're too old.
Fuck a drink. Goddamn it. I'm on these flights, nigga, for the next 6 months, dude, celebrating my birthday, nigga. Fuck it. We living it up now.
Shout out Escobar's, though. We went down there for your birthday, man.
Ah, we sure did.
Shout out Polo Mike, man. He came down to the city, kicked it with us, man.
Hey,
cool shit.
Escobar's is 2 Chainz Club or Lounge. And I will say this.
It was shaking.
No, it was shaking in that motherfucker.
I had the lamb chops. That shit was delicious.
I got to give a shout out to the wings, because I'm not a big lemon pepper guy. Because it's usually too lemony or it's usually too peppery.
This nigga.
Them wings, them lemon pepper wings at 2 Chainz shit.
They were fire.
Were fire. It was the perfect blend of lemon and pepper. I'm not even going to lie.
Them lamb chops was on point, though.
I don't believe that.
Them lamb chops was fire.
Man, them lemon pepper wings were fire.
Get some lamb chops in your life, people.
Jesus. Other than that, I got to do something this weekend, man. Fuck that. I don't know. I'm going to do something. I'll figure something out.
We got to get people shirts, man. People ask
me. Yeah, we got to get them shirts. The website will be up soon. We're going through a rebranding. I promise y'all will love this shit. Mm-hmm. The site, the shirts will be on the new website. We'll be announcing this sooner than you think. I promise.
Coming for you pretty soon. This is the On Deck TV podcast, though. I am Spike Lou. We appreciate you for listening.
Holla at your boy Animal Brown. We out.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.